Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Monday, February the 22nd, 2021. It's good to be in America. Sure is. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Governor Whitmer says she wants schools to open by March 1st in person and full time, but it seems school districts around the state, including Ann Arbor, Kalamazoo, and Lansing, not worried about kids in seats. No, the unions are more important. Number two, in possibly her most hypocritical move yet, Governor Whitmer declared an emergency for energy to ensure Michigan residents have enough propane. That's considering she wants to close Line 5 this spring. And number one, the problems with PR Governor Andrew Cuomo could end up coming back here to haunt the governor of Michigan, plus some other Democratic governors, because it all revolves around sending COVID-positive patients to nursing homes and long-term care facilities. I want to remind you, I want to go back to July 31st, 2020. Here's the headline from the Associated Press. Governor Whitmer vetoes COVID-19 nursing home bill, says based on false premise. Michigan Governor Whitmer on Friday vetoed Republican-sponsored legislation that would have let nursing homes house coronavirus-infected residents only in a separate building from where other residents live. In a letter to senators, the Democratic governor said she had protected nursing home residents, and the bill was based on the false premise that isolation units created with existing facilities are somehow insufficient to protect seniors. The measure also attracted some Democratic support. But Whitmer vetoed that bill. It would have required the state health department, by the 1st of September 2020, ensure there is at least one dedicated facility for COVID patients in each of eight regions to care for people ineligible for admission to a hospital, nursing home, or adult foster care facility. You could have kept the COVID-19 positive individuals away from the general population that was not infected. The legislation fails to explain how such facilities would be staffed or paid for, or how frail residents would be protected during the potentially traumatic transfer from one facility to another, said Whitmer. You set up the TCF Center. You set up the Suburban Showplace, both as 500-bed hospitals, or was it 1,000? It was tens of millions of dollars spent. The bill didn't seem to matter then. The bill was in response to the governor's order that lets people with the virus be transferred and isolated in certain hub nursing homes that have non-infected residents. Republicans and other critics say the practice defies common sense, has led to infections among the most vulnerable and elderly residents. So the nursing home industry has blamed positive cases on the virus spreading within communities where the facilities are located. So this is all from July of 2020. Now, at the time, it says more than 2,000 or 31% of the Michigan coronavirus-related deaths are linked to nursing homes. Now, a task force was put in place and an advisory was supposed to be put out by the 31st of August. I'm not sure that ever happened. But I'm going to follow up on that for you, because this takes you back to Governor Whitmer vetoing the COVID-19 positive patients from going to nursing homes. They were supposed to go to isolated facilities that had support of the Republicans and Democrats alike. She vetoed it. It did not get overridden. Fast forward now to the crisis of leadership in New York, where Governor Andrew Cuomo did the same thing, ordered positive patients into nursing home and long-term care facilities, resulting in the deaths of thousands, we have now learned. Furthermore, Governor Cuomo, the Emmy Award-winning governor of New York, having learned that the Department of Justice was looking into it, decided to block information being sent to the DOJ. Blocked information from being distributed to the DOJ. So there's a lot going on. Could even be criminal. Over the weekend, Cuomo is battling the onslaught of accusations and attacks from both Republicans and Democrats alike. Here's part of what he had to say over the weekend. It's bite number eight from Cuomo. Bite eight. Go.
I said to them, I'm not going to allow people to lie to the people of New York without answering them. because I'm not going to allow the grief to be aggravated. I'm not going to do that. I have a very thick skin. I don't know if you can see it. I don't really care what people say about me. I get politics. I agreed to this nasty business because I believe I can do good things. But I'm not going to let you do nasty and cruel things to New Yorkers. That goes against my oath, and that goes against who I am.
It goes against who I am. Of course it does, Governor. Meanwhile, Cuomo seems to admit that he understands lying in politics. Lying in politics. He says he lives it every day. I can't make that. Listen to Bite 9. Listen to what he says.
Those false statements must be countered. They must be, or else people get confused. No one has a right to spread lies or misinformation that causes pain to families. I understand politics is a nasty business in this environment. I understand people lie. I get it. I get it. I live it every day.
People lie. I live it every day. See, that I believe him. I do believe him on that. Closer to home here, public schools, the governor encouraging schools, strongly encouraged, that is, public schools to open by March 1st, but certain districts, Ann Arbor, Kalamazoo, Lansing, so far not budging. Of course, schools were shut down last March. Many of these kids have not been in school in a year. And over the last 10 months, we learned that kids should be in school. But it hasn't happened yet. And as of Monday, January 11th, teachers were among those eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine in Michigan. But to be honest with you, many teachers are young and in good health. But if that's what it takes for kids to get back in the classroom, sure, go that way. But I'm not sure the teachers that are young and in good health need the vaccine more than somebody who's older and has higher risk, if you will. I'm telling you, we need to get back on this, and we need to get the schools open as soon as possible. It's been a year. It's time to move on. Looks like the markets are in good shape to start the day. A lot going on out there, but if you wonder what's happening any given day and you want to invest with more confidence, you need a professional. I choose Craig Stiles and Ameriprise. Why? Because he's calmer than I am. I get a little wound up. Craig says, take a breath. It's going to be okay. He's been there before. He's seen stressful situations with the markets and investments, the Great Recession, the pandemic. He's worked through all of it, and he can help you too. A lot of folks have called him, listen to this program. You should as well. 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles, anywhere in Michigan, anywhere nationwide. 517-483-4893. Back after this.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees. They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The MHSAA Network features several games every week on Comcast Channel 900 and on the MHSAA.tv website. Check out MHSAA Game Night every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Comcast. If you'd like to see MHSAA Network programming on your local cable system, visit the MHSAA website for more information. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.